الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. Today we'll talk about the fourth and last element of our brand of being a Muslim, and that is that we are a people with a purpose. We enumerated four elements of the brand of being a Muslim. One is we are people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two, we are people who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three, we are one nation. And four, we are a people with a purpose. We are not people who simply exist. We are not people who simply breathe. We are not people who simply go from sensation to sensation. We are people with a purpose. And the purpose that we have been sent with and which we accept as a mark of the greatest of honors is the purpose of conveying, of introducing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His creatures, of conveying the message of Islam to the whole world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this purpose for us when He said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. In Surah Al Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you are the best of people and we have extracted you and selected you for benefit to mankind, for the purpose of providing benefit to all of mankind. And what is the benefit? Is to enjoin good and to forbid evil. And you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to remind myself and you that sometimes we misunderstand this, the way this is to be done, where we think it is restricted only to going around ordering people to do this and that. That's not the issue. The actual methodology of da'wah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which today, inshallah, in Jum'ah, we will speak about that in detail. But the methodology of da'wah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba was first and foremost to practice Islam completely and fully themselves. They did not go around ordering people to do this and that while they themselves didn't do it. With the Sahaba, this was not the, with the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously that was not the case. But even with the Sahaba, that was not the case. They didn't tell people to do something which they did not do themselves. So they did not think of Amar bil Maruf as giving fatwas of halal and haram, or of going and ordering people to do this and that. And they did not think of Nahi al Munkar also in a similar way. They knew that Amar bil Maruf and Nahi al Munkar, the most effective way of doing that was through personal practice and through setting a personal example which was visible to people, which people could see. And that example was so attractive that it drew people to Islam. Right? Now, this is what they did. This is what the Sahaba did, Rizwanullahi alayhi majmain. And this is what the men did, the women did. And as a result of which, this is how Islam spread. Islam did not spread by people using force or anything. Islam spread because people liked the way the Muslims were. They liked the way the Muslims behaved. They liked the akhlaq of the Muslims, the manners of the Muslims. Today, we have forgotten that. Today, we think that da'wah consists of telling people what to do, telling people do this, do that, or arguing with them, or debating with them, or fighting with them, or some da'wah, so-called da'wah events, right? We go around, we distribute Qurans, we do this, we do that. You wear, T-shirts of a particular color, and you have some slogans on the front and the back of the T-shirt. All of this is fine. There is nothing wrong in that. It is not haram to call people to Islam. Alhamdulillah, use every means. But let us understand that the actual methodology of da'wah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to practice it himself, was to bring Islam into the lives of the people 24 hours in every aspect of life. The speech of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba was da'wah. Their actions were da'wah, their lives were da'wah, their businesses were da'wah, their homes were da'wah, their families were da'wah, their jihad was da'wah, everything. Their whole life was the presentation of Islam in actual practice in the best possible manner. So, and that is what attracted people to Islam. So by all means, we are not, I'm not saying that, you know, one must not use modern ways and so on. By all means, use anything which is good, inshallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put khair in it. But at the same time, let us understand, let us not use, new or modern means while by our actions at least, if not by speech, by our actions, by denying or refusing to use the methodology of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The methodology of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the only methodology which has the guarantee of approval of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Whereas the modern means are fine, we can use it, but no one can say that there is a guarantee of approval of Allah on this or that means. But on the means that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used, there is a guarantee of approval of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. It is a method of the Nabi, and therefore that is always the best method. The best method is the way the Nabi did it. And therefore, let us remind ourselves that we must bring Islam entirely into our lives. Our whole life must be lived on this context, in this way, to say that I am a representative of Islam. Today we complain sometimes, and it seems to be a justified complaint, when the world blames Islam any time a Muslim does something wrong. We complain, we say, why do you do that? The actions of a Muslim are not Islam, right? But my question is, why are the actions of a Muslim not Islam? Why is this? This is a modern phenomena. This was not the case of the Sahaba. The Sahaba, Rizwanullahi alayhim ajmain, their methodology was, my actions are Islam. Kunu mithlana, be like us. They used to say, become like us. Right? The Sahaba never denied this. The Sahaba never said, you know, separate our actions from the dictates or the rules of Islam. I may be doing something, but that is not Islam. You look at what is written in some book. No, they never said that. They said the action of the human being, the action of the Muslim is Islam. So today when the world says that they blame Islam if the Muslim does wrong, my contention is that what the world is doing is correct. That is correct. They should blame Islam if a Muslim is doing wrong, because a Muslim is not supposed to do wrong. Why are you a Muslim and you are acting against Islam? Why? So if you are a Muslim and you are acting against Islam, and the world therefore says that Islam is bad, they are correct. They are correct, because if you are a Muslim and you believe that you are on Islam and you are doing bad, then what is bad? So let us wake up. Let us wake up. Instead of trying to separate our actions and thereby justifying our actions, as if to say, I can do whatever I want, but you don't blame Islam. You cannot do whatever you want. If you are a Muslim, you cannot do whatever you want. You can only do what Allah wants. You can only do what is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You cannot do whatever you want. This is one of the biggest problems of Muslims today. They think that they can do whatever they want. We have to decide. Either we are submitted to Allah, which is what a Muslim is. We are in submission to Allah, which means I'm a Muslim. Which means if you are in submission, means what? Means that I do not have a will of my own. I cannot do whatever I want. I can only do what my Rabb wants. I can only do what the one to whom I have submitted wants me to do. Otherwise, what is the meaning of submission? Tell me. What is the meaning of submission? If I say I have submitted to you, but I have my own will, I will do whatever I want, then where is this? What submission is it? Who said you submitted? You did not submit. So if you submitted, then you do what you are told. And if you did not submit, then that is your choice. No problem. Right? But then don't call yourself a Muslim. Because a Muslim is only the one who submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, let us understand that whether we like it or not, people listen with their eyes. People do not listen with their ears. People listen with their eyes. People will see what you do. They don't care what you say. You can talk till the cows come home. That has no effect on anybody. One action of yours has a huge effect on people. Because people see what we do. I say the same thing when I'm talking to parents about parenting, to say that children listen with their eyes. They don't care what you say. They do not care what you say. They listen with their eyes. They will do what you do. If they see you lying and cheating, they will lie and cheat, no matter how much you tell them that you should speak the truth. Whatever they see you doing, they will do, whether you like it or not. And that is true not only of children, that's true of the whole world. That's true of the whole world. And therefore, let us wake up, let us correct our lives, bring them in line with Islam, because we say we are Muslims. Let us not put ourselves in a position where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day will ask this question and say, you said you submitted, but where was the submission? We don't want this. We submitted, and if there is a mistake, this mistake is not because we deliberately do it, But because it is a genuine mistake, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive those mistakes. But let us not live our lives in this dual mode where we say, I am a Muslim, but my Islam is something which is in this book. So you please read the book. Don't look at me. This is not Islam. This was not the Islam of the Sahaba. It was not the Islam of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In their case, there was no difference between what is written in the book and what was in their lives. And therefore, that is Islam. If we have another definition for Islam, then it's our definition. It's not the definition of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our lives congruent with his orders and with the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that our lives become a source of guidance for the whole world, become a source of inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the whole world. Because we are a people with a purpose, and that purpose is to convey the message of Islam. It is to introduce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to every human being on the face of the planet. And that is what inshallah we ask Allah to enable us to do. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that with our lives, with our actions, and with our speech, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.